State Representative Ken Kurtz in the studio with us this morning to talk about things happening in Lansing. Lots of different, I say little things on the agenda, but some things that don't necessarily always scream headlines across the state of Michigan that you're working on, including some issues in dealing with veterans right now.
Right. And, you know, with all the big things that seem to be out there, it's really a good feeling, I guess, to know that you're doing some things that really affect people locally, and they're very positive. I've been very pleased serving on the Veterans Committee up there to see us get legislation through and enacted that really help, especially our returning vets and the opportunities for veterans. When we ended up at the bottom, the very bottom 50 as far as benefits and opportunities for veterans, and see us beginning to make this way up, it's still not there yet, but recently here we passed some legislation that takes a veteran's experience in training while serving and makes it applicable for professions like the EMT, the training he gets there to be able to use that and step right back in to be EMT, firefighters, boilermakers, mechanics, building contractors, being able to use that experience, that training, that good training they get while in the military to use as their apprenticeship so they don't have to go through those programs. Still needing to do the right licensing, but to be able to take some steps to get them back into the workforce. With unemployment as high as it is, especially with our returning veterans, let's make an easier path because of what they've done. Their experience, their challenge. We got good quality men and women who served us. Let's open up some doors as they come back. So that's been good.
There's been some talk, too, the last couple of years about establishing mental health courts in Michigan.
Right. These specialty courts have been around for a while. We've had we've had the drug courts. We've had sobriety-type courts, this sort of thing, and channeling through rather than putting people right into prison and jails. Can we help them with their problems that they have to keep them out of the place of incarceration? About a decade ago, many of our psychiatric facilities closed in this state. We're all too knowledgeable of that right here. And the mentally ill were actually left with little option to find treatment and care. And it resulted in something that I'm not sure that we really anticipated or experienced, but the mentally ill not finding the help that they need, the care that they need, were more prone to turn to crime, even though being minors. So let's take these that have the mental problems. Our prison has too many of that are in there because of mental problems, not maybe because of the fact that they're just out and out to do crime. 20%, they say 20% of our basically 43,000 inmates suffer from some form of mental illness. If at the onset we can get them the treatment and allow the judges and prosecutors, our courts, to use some reason to keep them out of prison, out of our jails, and they follow a plan. We really believe, and evidence seems to be proving all along with the pilot programs we've had in this area, to help. That also saves the state money. They say that 98% of the people that are in prison will one day get out of prison. If they go in with mental illness and that's not able to be cared for there, then they come back out into the community one day. Let's try to help them so we can avoid that. I believe it's a good move.
State Representative Ken Kurtz in the studio with us this morning talking about legislation that's being worked on in Lansing right now. Also with the idea that off-road vehicles, the ability for them to ride on the shoulder of roads everywhere in Michigan?
Well, they would be able to, except your M roads. All 83 counties now can allow off-road recreational vehicles on the shoulders under legislation that was signed this last week by Governor Snyder. The caveat to that is the fact that it does need to have the local support or okay by your local municipalities in areas to be able to do that. To cross an M road, you could do that, but not right alongside of it. The other roads, if okayed by your local jurisdictions, they would be able to do that. In the Upper Peninsula, that was a lot part of what they had done for some time now, and just being able to open that up it actually helps us, we believe, in the tourism area to allow some of these back roads for them to be able to use. It'll be careful. It'll be considered by our local authorities, this sort of thing, whether this sort of activity can take place, but it does open the door in many, many of our counties.
To allow that to happen. Right. An M road would be what, one with like a four lane with medians?
Michigan 12, this sort of thing. You can't, of course, you can't go. You can't go down an interstate, yeah. You know, that sort of thing, and you wouldn't be able to cross that. It'd be a little hard to do anyway, but let's say cross 12, M99, this okay. sort of thing, you could cross it, but you can't go down the road.
Gotcha. Real quick, too, talking about restricting the lottery winnings for those who aren't assistants. And I think that's one of those things that anytime you hear a story of that, and whether some are true, some are not true, of people on, you know, on assistants winning lottery winnings, the hackles of people kind of get up, don't they?
Well, it does, and I brought this back up again, and actually it's before my committee, and hopefully this fall we'll get some hearings on it again, that we have to take taxpayer money and make sure that it's used in a proper way. Many feel that, and I believe it's right, using assistance to help you up and using it in a gambling form is not right. Those winnings, which can amount to a lot of winnings, let's keep the dollars where they're supposed to be to help people and not in the gambling form. So we'll get a good hearing on that, and I'm sure we're going to hear from both sides, people's right to do things, but let's remember where the dollars come from.
Okay, great. Representative Ken Kurtz in the studio and updating things happening in Lansing here.